You know, I wish I could go right into a sermon like Pastor Mike does, but I'm not that good. So I do have to do introductions first. My name is Josh Blazik. I am a senior at Papillion-La Vista South High School, and I have been attending this church since the summer before my seventh grade year. Today's message we're learning is all about rocks. And more specifically, we're talking about the different ways they can be used in the Bible. While they can be used as a strong foundation for a house, or pretty much anything, instead of weak, constantly shifting sand, they can also be used as a weapon to harm other people, like in the other scripture where they are used to be thrown at someone to stone them to death, which is much darker. So I'm going to stay away from that one, and I'm going to just talk about the idea of rocks as a foundation. For me personally, this could not be more applicable to my life. I've always been someone who tries to get ahead of the group. I want to be ahead of the curve, and that could be academically, it could be musically, it could be athletically, whatever. I used to be so used to relying on nobody but myself, and I built up my own foundations. I wasn't very concerned about what they were made out of as long as they were built before other people's. You can probably tell where I'm going with this. Up until my sophomore year in high school, I never took good notes in class, if I took notes at all. I'd always grasp the concept of whatever we were learning pretty quickly, and if I had to review it before the test, I would. But after the test, I'd just forget about it. My foundation of sand would quickly erode. The knowledge that I had built was just made of sand. I lost my place. If I got into arguments with people, especially my friends, I didn't really know what to do. I didn't look inwards. I would just try to grit my teeth and just get through it without having to change much myself and hope there wouldn't be any lasting consequences. Throughout high school, I was growing up and maturing and getting to experience more real life experiences, but my foundation didn't change to reflect that. It was still built on that shifting sand. I knew this was a problem, but I didn't want to have to take the time to focus on building a stronger foundation, at least at first. I just wanted to quickly patch things up with more sand and then move on afterwards. I thought it was too late to try and rebuild my character from the ground up, and besides, I didn't even know if it would be worth it in the long run. What I had done for so long seemed to be working, at least on the outside. I soon realized, though, that I couldn't keep doing that. I couldn't keep cramming for tests the day before them, which was made me really anxious all the time and wasn't working. I couldn't rely on last-minute, just frenzied note-copying from my friends. I couldn't keep gritting my teeth when things went wrong, when I had arguments or disagreements with people, like my friends or my parents, hoping to just get through it, never really admitting I was wrong and just hoping it would die down and that things would just go back to normal. I realized that I needed a larger foundation, and I needed a stronger foundation. I needed to take better notes in my classes. I needed to review. I needed to take the opportunity to look inwards when things went wrong and realize, you know, maybe those other people have a point. Maybe my parents, you know, yelling at me that they have so much more life experience actually is true. Maybe I should take some of their stones that they've built with their foundation and use it to build it towards mine. Maybe I should allow my faith to say, hey, I need a stronger foundation. I need God to help me, to give me stronger stones. And yeah, that's what I started doing, and it's been working out. And now I'm about to graduate high school, and I'm gonna go to college in the fall. A couple years ago, I would not have been prepared for that whatsoever. My foundation of sand would have been washed away in the rising tide of change. But now that I have this stronger foundation of rocks, and more importantly, the faith that I can change things if I need to, I can withstand those changes, or at least I think so. I hope so. But contrary to what I used to think about it being too late, I know that it's never too late to be able to do that, to put your faith in someone bigger. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bella Keaton, and I want to share a little part of my faith journey with you all. A little bit about myself first. I am a senior at Fremont High School. I moved to Fremont in seventh grade, but I have attended this church since I was born and had the opportunity to be baptized here. Just like others, my life has had change. Something that never changed was the love for the game of basketball. Sports can teach one an assortment of things, and it has taught me many things. One thing that if you asked me a few years ago, what has basketball taught you, I wouldn't have said, the game has taught me a lot about my faith and relationship with my Savior. To others, I displayed my strengths rather than my weaknesses. Behind my smile come other challenges that others may not see. I have struggles with anxiety and confidence. It has definitely hindered me from doing things to my fullest potential. The most frustrating thing is to try so hard at a skill, and no matter how hard you fight, the challenge of anxiety gets in the way. When confidence and anxiety arise, I've always been taught to simplify my life and focus on what is important. A little over a year ago, I don't know if I could truly tell you what it was important. It was basketball season last year, and I was struggling with these two things that change someone's mood, life, and aspirations: fear of failure and anxiety. This was something I had to change. Being a point guard, you have a lot of pressure on you. The team, the coach, even the town is looking at you to make the right decision, the right move, or the right play. My life during this time was very clustered. I just remember waking up early, going to school, going to basketball, then coming home and having endless amounts of homework, coming home and playing more basketball, then not being able to go to bed at night with anxiety attacks. Then I wake up and life would repeat. My wall I had climbed and built during my life was getting knocked down. My foundation was more of a sandy bottom than rock solid. This went on for a period of time. I had hit my rock bottom. I didn't believe in myself, and this combated with my anxiety really brought me down to my last layer. I wasn't playing to my fullest potential and felt like I was letting others down. Failing and letting others down was the worst feeling. My team and I ended up losing by 4 points in the state championship. This was something I couldn't get past for a long time. But thank the Lord this happened, because I would never be where I am today without it. God was the rocks in my wall, and the devil was the one tearing my wall down. I finally got to my last layer, which ended up being my foundation. No matter how low life got, I still had my foundation. I realized my foundation was built on God. He never left me the entire time, even though I felt broken down. He was still there at the end. I've had many talks with him, and I would pray for guidance, confidence, and strength. I needed him to show me the way, show me something that I was able to build myself back up on. I prayed until one day God answered my prayer. Now my family has been going through my anxiety journey with me, and they prayed for ways to show me and that I'm not alone and to believe. One day, after many prayers, God spoke to me. My dad called from work. God has spoken to us. On the TV at work, the movie The Bible was playing. You usually don't hear about this playing at work on a TV. Well, it was, and the story was in the Bible when God talks to Thomas. Thomas is known as Doubting Thomas. For those of you not familiar with the story of Doubting Thomas, it plays out like this. Thomas never believed Jesus was real. Others would tell him, and yet he would never believe. Up until one day, Jesus walks in while Thomas sees him. Others fall in disbelief. While Thomas sits and shakes his head, no, this isn't real. Jesus walks to the other men in the room and touches their head and heals them. Jesus then kneels before Thomas and says, Thomas, stop doubting and believe. Jesus raised his hand with the holes in them and touched Thomas's face. Thomas sits there in awe as he cries and says, it is you. Jesus takes Thomas and says, because you see me, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed. Now, just like Jesus changed my life, he changed Thomas's as well. I do not believe it was a coincidence that I came across this story from the Bible at this time in my life. I've never heard this story before up until that day. I truly believe God was touching my face and telling me to believe. Now, others may think different, but in that moment, I felt saved. I felt my prayers had been answered. I felt the grace of my Savior. All my life, I've grown up in church. Faith has always been important to me. And I don't think I can tell you, I didn't sit there and ask, why me? Why do I have anxiety? I look at my teammates and they look perfectly fine. They don't have to struggle with my anxiety. Why? Then God reached out to me at my lowest point. He was telling me to come home. He opened his arms up and wrapped them around me. For one of the first times in my life, I felt that I could beat anxiety. I realized I'm not the only one. Everyone has their own battles. God never gives you more than you can handle. He made me stronger. He tested me. For that, my faith has grown, and I've grown as a person. To this day, I'm still struggling with anxiety, but now I know where to go when I get hit down. I weathered the storm with my Savior. This past season, I was able to do something that never happened before. My team and I won Fremont's first ever state championship for basketball. For me, I could never have done this without my faith journey in the grace of my Savior. He caught me when I was falling and showed me I could, I can, and I will. I want to leave you with my favorite Bible verse that is also a famous one. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God has us all. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Michaela Coates, and I'm a senior at Bellevue East High School. So what I wrote really isn't something that I share a lot with everybody. If I'm being honest, I've dealt with a lot of rocks in my life. The biggest one is really being an anchor for me. Big breath. You got it. You got it. So I've been living my life with my grandparents since really I was about 2 years old. And that was mainly because my parents both ended up getting into a life of like doing drugs, and they got into a lot of really bad things. In elementary school, because of that, I constantly had these like metaphorical rocks thrown at me because I wasn't with my parents like everyone else was. All the assignments that we had to do in class really was something along the lines of drawing a picture of you and your parents, like maybe it's you guys like building a snowman or like playing with a dog at the park or something. But I didn't know how to draw or like write any of that because I didn't get to experience it. I ended up collecting all those rocks thrown at me, but now little by little, I've been able to let go of those things that were holding me back. And it's been helping me become the person I am today. Alongside of letting go of all of those things, I've been supported by my family and all of my friends, which has helped me really build a strong foundation to keep going and to push through all the negative things that happened. Honestly, the biggest rock that hit me was back in 2020, which was when COVID was. I ended up losing a lot of family members through that, and it really brought me down. But through all of that, my family and all my friends were there supporting me the best they could. Some of the building blocks that have been there helping me and really giving me the confidence that I have now is when I surround myself with the people that really leave a positive impact on me and that I know will leave a positive impact on me in the future. The thing that has really left an impact on me was my experience in band. In band, it really became like a second family to me where I could be open about anything. But it was also really stressful because, like, we had to deal with performances and all the competitions that were there. But when I get to come here on, like, Wednesdays and Sundays, I know that I can be open about things like this. And it's not really stressful, like, at all for me. So really, aside from band being a family, and, like, obviously, like, my actual family, being here is also, like, another family to me. Some of the role models that I've had to deal with in my life, they really haven't been like the most positive. There are really some negative role models that I've had to deal with, but I realize that I have way more positive role models in my life than the negative ones. But when it comes to the negatives, I really just look past it and think of the pros rather than the cons. when I had to be taken from my parents because of what happened. I think that if that never happened, then I wouldn't be up here standing and talking to all you guys. I wouldn't be in marching band, and I honestly probably wouldn't be going to college for music education. But thanks to what happened then, I got to be a senior section leader in marching band this year. I got accepted into UNO, and I've really done nothing but get supported for pursuing my career that's been a part of my life since I can remember. A lot of really stressful things have happened this year, and not really just with like planning for college, but with other things as well. There's been family drama, there's been band drama, and really a lot of stuff with my friends. And those things have been really stressful, but I know that the next day is going to be better than it has been in the last. I'm not going to lie though, there have been times when I let the negative role models really affect my life. But when it happens, it's really only for like a day or so. But like I said before, there are so many more positive models than the negatives, which really helps a lot to letting things impact my life. Really the most inspiring thing that I can remember ever being told was this year by my band teacher. I was just walking down the hallway one day and he stopped me in the hallway and said, "Don't look down while walking. Look up and be proud of who you are." And I really haven't gone a single day without remembering what he told me that day. Thank you.
I'm Michaela Crick, and this year I'm a senior at Bellevue West High School. My experience in these last 4 years of high school has definitely led me to really believe and relate to many of the things that we are highlighting today. I think the idea of throwing rocks in a positive or a negative way is a great way of displaying how words can affect pretty much everything in life. Now, obviously, in most cases, throwing any sort of rock at yourself or anyone probably isn't very pleasant, but in a figurative sense, I think it fits perfectly. A lot of what we are talking about is how we should aim our words positively to help build others' foundations and encourage kindness. While that is very important, I also think it's just as important to do the same for yourself. If you're throwing negative rocks and ideas at yourself, that leaves a whole lot of negativity just sitting at your feet to start throwing onto others. I won't get into this part as much, but I know how deeply your own words, your own rocks of hurt can cut just as more or even more than if it were to come from someone else. The only person who knows you completely is yourself. If you choose to let your own words control you in a negative way, that will reflect in almost everything that you do. This year especially, that has become very clear to me, and I have struggled with negative thoughts. Between scary decisions with future college and different difficult situations going on this year in school, I'll admit I haven't been very kind to myself. And as you're not being very kind to yourself, it's also hard to be kind to others. In contrast, if you begin thinking more positively about things in your life, you can start to create a positive chain of events. This even applies to the smallest things. For example, if I go to work starting my shift in a good mood, the whole shift is better than if I were to start it off in a negative mood. Obviously, this is easier said than done, especially with a lot of the personalities that I've had to deal with, but it's just a little thing that can really make a big difference. Those small positive changes can eventually start branching off into all aspects of life, and before you know it, you're throwing rocks of kindness everywhere, and it feels great. Once you begin that cycle of positive thinking, throwing those kind words and encouragement to others is like your reward, and it becomes a lot easier. Making someone's day or helping someone out and then feeling their appreciation and happiness is a great feeling knowing that you helped cause that. I hope that as I continue on in my future decisions and my new way of living life, I hope that with those closest to me, I can continue to throw rocks of kindness at myself so that I can be the best I can be out in the world.
So I'm Izzy Griffin. I'm a senior at Glenwood High School. I've been going to this church for about all of my life, and I've never really realized how much focusing on God can have an impact in your everyday life. I struggle with overthinking and fears about the future, and I constantly feel worried about situations from going out with new groups of friends or the possibility of losing someone that I love. And I'm sure many of you can relate to feeling controlled by negative, anxious thoughts running through your head. Things like, what if I'm not good enough and I fail? Why would anyone want to be my friend? Or how am I supposed to live with this? In that moment, those thoughts have the ability to negatively affect my emotion, attitude, actions, words, and even my relationships. The worst part is feeling limited by my fears of what could happen. Almost a year ago, I stumbled across this book. It's titled Get Out of Your Head, written by Jenny Allen. And the cover caught my attention because I thought it sounded just like me, stuck in my head. What was even more appealing about the book was what provided the solution, faith in God. Reading this book helped me realize how much we need to rely on God to fight against the lies of the world and live a more full, happy life. The solution in this book is really simple. If our thoughts are powerful enough to control our lives, then they are powerful enough to free us. The one thought the author claims has the ability to interrupt any negative thought pattern is, I have a choice. We have the free will to choose how we think about any situation. The author writes, taking every thought captive is not about what happens to us, it's about choosing to believe that God is with us, is for us, and loves us. The book goes on to explain exactly how we can refocus our thoughts to the truth by choosing to be still, spending time getting to know God, as well as serving others and practicing gratitude, but I won't spoil any more of that. So. After I finished this book, I decided the next thing I needed to do to try to improve my life is read more of the Bible. I'm continuing to try and find time to learn more about God and how to build a strong defense against my fears and doubts. Philippians 4:6-7 describes what we are supposed to do about anxious thoughts. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What I like about this verse is it doesn't promise that your problems will go away, because sometimes problems are a part of God's plan. Rather, God promises to give you peace and protection if you trust him. I found the easiest way to shift my focus and trust God when I feel overwhelmed by the amount of what-ifs of the future running through my head is to recite verses from the Bible, and I have a few memorized. My favorite is Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Especially at this point in my life, I find a lot of comfort in giving my fears to God and trusting in his plan. I'm in the middle of choosing a college and a career path, which feels like deciding my entire future. I spent a few months stressed over making some big decisions and trying to figure out exactly what my plan is, and I've forgotten that it really isn't my plan. I'm beginning to learn it's better to be patient about making the decisions, because although it's tempting to want it done, decided, off my to-do list, God doesn't always speak right away. But once he does, you can tell what the right thing to do is. I'm continuing to practice shifting my negative thoughts and fears about the future to trusting in God and building my foundation in faith. I'm not very good at it yet, but I can already see the change it is making in my life. I know that God is with me, and the best will be no matter how it seems.